AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5 and the podcast.
Oh, if you missed today's show, it was actually a really good cracker. We gave it a good crack. We spoke to our poor Mac Attack from The Bachelorette. He was booted off the show. He was infatuated with Sophie, but he wrote us a song. Also, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was on fire.
Yeah, it's also, there's a lot of bad news going around. We have Good News Week on a Thursday, and we got a really beautiful story as well. And Lisa, our Dr. Lisa, dropped in to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And yeah, I had to
get involved.
Yes.
The Bachelorette.
Oh, it's really endearing how much the guys are into Sophie Monk. And she's our Gold Coast girl, and why wouldn't you be? I think she is the package. She is beautiful. She's funny. She's warm. And the men are just... They're
all over it.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work for Soph, as Mac found out last night. This was his infatuation with Sophie. Have a listen.
I'm sitting here next to Sophie Monk telling her all this. You're gorgeous. You're beautiful. And I've thought that.
Mac is so into me, but it's more like he won free tickets to get backstage to have a meet and greet with me than a date.
Oh, too funny. Mac joins us now all the way from WA in Perth. Oh, Perth.
Mac.
Yo.
Do you think you're a little bit too infatuated, buddy? At what age do you say you stop saying you've got a crush on someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good point. Yes, you raise a very valid point. Probably that crush is no longer, no longer present because the compatibility wasn't there. She obviously didn't find that in me. So, I know it was a bit silly and it was pretty embarrassing. Got egg on my face.
Oh, no. Oh, not really. Joan, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Look, love is love. A crush is a crush. So that crush is gone. You've got to find a new crush. Is it because you could see her for years and years like you thought you'd known her?
I haven't really had my finger on the pulse within the media for the last 5 or 6 years. So so I hadn't known about her career at all. But I saw the date movie I think she was on about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And she came out of the pool with a bikini on. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Wow, who is that?
All right.
And a crush is probably... a strong word, but I was pretty smitten.
Now, Mac, as your new manager, I've got a new reality show for you. It's called Footballerette.
Oh, my God.
And you've got a man crush on Spider, right?
Not quite. I don't get man crushes, thank goodness.
You haven't seen me walk out of a pool with a bikini on.
I haven't indeed, mate. It would be a sight for sore eyes, I'm sure.
You used to follow Spider when he played?
Yeah, without a doubt, when I used to be a very passionate AFL supporter.
God bless.
Yeah, massive fan of his.
All right, well, look, you're an awesome guy. You deserve love. I think you're a really lovely bloke. And I don't know if this was the best way. If you came to a first date singing like this, I'm not sure how that would go down, but we've just
growing
got a bit of a...
all together, we will see.
Oh, buddy. That was great you did that.
That brings back a few uncomfortable moments for me. That
was... That song was stuck in my head for days.
Downloaded twice now.
Amazing. One was me and the other was Spider.
That means a lot to me. Thank you. That's
all right.
Great.
But you have written a song for us, so it's time for the rose ceremony. See if we'd give you a rose. Let's go.
Here we go. Okay. Let's give it. Remember, it's very early in the morning.
Yeah. Here we go.
Hey, AJ, Bridge and Spidey. Pleasure's on mine. Send some good luck to all you three. That's about it.
Yay! You got three in there. You and three.
Yeah. There was a little bit more to it, but it's too early in the morning for me to sing that high, I think. So.
Good luck in your love career. Good luck in your singing career. We'll see you on The Voice. We'll see you on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We'll see you on all the other shows next year. MKR.
Legends. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. See you, Mac.
Have a fantastic day. Thanks,
you too, mate. Matey. Bye.
Bye. On you, Mac.
Malcolm Turnbull.
So your polls are collapsing in the regions. Why don't the cockies like you?
Oh, Bridge, why did you have to bring that up so early? Sorry. I always enjoy coming off the 92.5 Gold FM, and you've given me one in the nurries right from the start. Okay, well, listen, really, really and truly, I don't understand the demands of the rural sector. I mean, you know, farmer wants a wife, farmer wants drought relief, farmer wants super phosphate rebate. What else does the farmer want? I mean, farm needs to get back on his bloody tractor and grow me some cos lettuce for my Caesar salad. I really don't spend a lot of time in the country, and with good reason. But I do love a bit of dappled sunlight through the melaleuca playing on the steering wheel of the Bentley. I shouldn't have given them the NBN in the first place. They've got too much time to think about things.
Yeah, well, interesting about the NBN, Prime Minister. Who has actually got NBN?
Mm. Well, it's a good question, Sparta. I'm hardwired. I'm a real clickbait kind of a guy. I love the NBN. Helps me use the day productively.
Yes.
I start with the quickest way to burn belly fat. We'll tell you the best five foods. There's half an hour gone. What do these celebrities look like now? It just doesn't make sense.
Another hour.
Monster waves. You'd be insane to surf these. That's lunchtime.
Yeah.
And I normally finish off the day with some thylacine sightings.
Oh.
Is this really the Tasmanian tiger? I mean, was that animal blurred in the first place? Because every photo of it is, in fact, blurred.
Yes.
Then I go for some bikini bodies, newsreader fails, and finish off with a bit of dancing animals. So, yes, I've got the NBN.
Prime Minister, bike sharing. Bike sharing is sweeping the nation. What's your take on bike sharing?
Is it at the Goldie yet? Are you bike sharing up there? Have you got O-Bikes or Urbies or any of those bike sharing?
I know.
We will for the Commonwealth Games because none of us will get to work if we can't ride a bike.
Well, I'm all for bicycles, an integral part of any city's fabric and day-to-day life. But this bike sharing is too much. These bikes are becoming litter and really do make the place look messy. I'm calling them visual pollution. We've had a meeting up at the Piper, and we just won't take them. And in fact, we're all scrupulous germophobes too, so I won't be rubbing my body on anybody else's seat. Neither will Lucy.
Oh, you're funny. All right, Prime Minister, look, down to the good stuff now. What are you singing this week?
Well, I'm trying to get the cockies on board and everyone out in the country, and I know that you people up in Queensland love your cane sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So what about Ganga Jang, sound of them?
Oh.
Brings home the heavy days, brings home the nighttime swell. Out on the patio, we sit, and the humidity, we'd breathe. We'd watch the lightning crack over cane fields, laugh and think, this is Australia.
Oh, yes. Oh, the votes are coming your way now, Prime Minister.
Before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Pink Ribbon Lunch Shift at the Narang RSL this Friday the 13th, so get on board.
Yeah, it's a good news week as well, and we're asking those good news stories throughout the week. We've heard a great one from you, Adrian, about the surfer who had a heart attack in the surf a little while ago, pronounced long dead for an hour, and the medical staff that brought him back to life, he caught up with those, and there's nothing better than seeing that happen.
Katie of Varsity Lakes has got a good news week story. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how you guys going?
Yeah, good. What's a good news week story?
So my housemate went to the local grocery store just down there at Mermaid Beach, and there was a mum in the car park who had three kids. So she had two standing outside the car, and she had one in the back that was about three that was just having an absolute meltdown.
Oh, yes.
And so she looked over and she thought, oh, gosh, what do I do? So she went to the shop, she bought a bunch of flowers, and she came back out and she knocked the window, and the mum looked at her with this, you know, death stare look, and then she pulled the flowers out and said, I just wanted to give you these flowers. I know it's really hard sometimes being a mum, and I can see that your daughter's having a meltdown, and I just wanted to give you these. And the mum completely burst into tears. She said, I thought you were coming over here to yell at me because my daughter was being so crazy.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
That is a great story. There is nothing worse when the kids chucking a tantrum, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing. It's like, all right, you're on your own here, and we've just got to play this one out.
Bridge and I know all about it. We work with a 42-year-old one. And we get a tantrum usually on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's normally best to ignore it, isn't it?
I'll give you a bunch of flowers.
Thank you.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Week.
Yeah, and she's with Dr. Lise as well, and hopefully we can patch through to their studio because they're going to have Bridget's going to do her examination, or the doc is going to talk us through, trying and testing for breast cancer.
Studio two.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
We do this every year, and it's really important because Dr. Lise did find a lump 1 year, and we did have to get it a biopsy and the mammogram, which is very scary, but... Ladies, it's really important, and Dr. Lise joins us right now. Now, just before we get into it, Dr. Lise, how hard is it for people to self-diagnose? Because I know that mine are quite fibrous, and I never know what I'm feeling for.
Look, it's important just to be breast aware. So that means just knowing what your breasts feel like so that you can detect if there is a change. So really, when you're having a shower, when you're standing in front of the mirror, when you're lying in bed, have a feel of your breasts, and you're looking to see if you can feel any lumps. You're looking to see if there's any changes in the skin, like dimpling, and you're looking to see if there's any nipple discharge or nipple crusting or any obvious changes like an inverted nipple. So that's what you're looking for, is just changes.
Okay. Are people that are more at risk than others? I know that I haven't had children, so that often means that you can start having a go too, by the way. You can start feeling them. There's often different categories of people, age groups.
So definitely your biggest risk factor is age. So over 50 is a much higher risk. If you have a lot of alcohol, that's a big risk. So really important to stick to the safe guidelines of less than one drink a day. If you smoke, that's also a risk. If you're overweight, if you don't exercise, and if you don't have a good diet. So all those things are things that you can change. And it's estimated that'll reduce your risk by 30%.
Doc, what about for people with fake?
What about people with fake boobs?
They should still feel their breasts. The trick is to use your fingers in a flat method and push down onto your rib cage, and to just feel what you can feel and look at your breasts at least once a month just to check and see.
Okay, now as you're feeling my boobs now, you're just pressing down, you're depressing. So you're not kind of sliding your hand up and down. You're just like patting them quite hard. Is that right?
Yeah, so I just use flat fingers and just press down with the breast tissue and pushing it down onto the rib cage. And you don't use a pincer grip. You know, if you use a pincer grip and you pinch your breast together, you tend to feel normal breast tissue and it kind of feels a bit lumpy. So feeling with flat fingers, just pushing down, is important, and feel right out to your armpits.
What about why are some women's breasts more lumpy than others? I can't feel the difference with mine. That's why I always like to get a professional to do it.
Yeah, look, breasts come in all shapes and sizes, as I'm sure everyone's aware. And it's really just about getting used to your own breasts and feeling what your breasts are like so that you can detect a change. 8 out of 10 lumps aren't anything to worry about, but it's the 2 out of 10 we're trying to catch. And if you pick up breast cancer early, it's much easier to treat and it's got a much better survival rate.
Well, we thank Doc, because it is an important month, Breast Cancer Month. And we know that people around the Gold Coast, they do a magnificent job in raising not only awareness but also funds for breast cancer research as well.
Yeah, it is amazing.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.